Mixtape is coming, correct?
Yes, yes. Fear of God, part two.
Okay.
Let us pray.
Okay.
Yes.
So, a lot's happened since I've seen you last time.
Okay.
First of all, I know that you, of course, you're aware because you addressed it. There was a situation, of course, with Consequence where I guess he referred to Kanye, referred to the team.
Yeah,
and
man.
And you referred to, I think you referred to him. That's all water under the bridge?
Definitely, man.
It's, have you know, seen him?
No, I haven't seen him.
Okay. Okay. You haven't seen him.
No.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I haven't.
You haven't?
Nah.
Okay.
You know?
So, and he didn't reach out to you after anything was
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Definitely not?
No.
Okay. So, Top 97 Funk Flex, Pusha T. So,
yeah.
Since you've last been here.
Okay.
On the blogs and let's say in the digital world, I think Birdman Baby had mentioned a couple different things in the last couple weeks, and he had also mentioned that Jay-Z and Kanye were probably on their way out. I don't know if you heard about that, but I just wanted to get your take on that.
I mean, you know, I guess that's a matter of opinion. I mean, me personally, being in the studio with being around Jay-Z and being around Kanye for that whole recording of the Watch the Throne thing,
mm-hmm.
I think that's sort of, you know, talking a little bit prematurely to say that they're on their way out with that type of lyricism and that type of rapping going on. I mean, by far, like, Watch the Throne was definitely the best album put out.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay, I'm listening to you.
What?
You said by far.
Oh, all come right. on, man, clearly.
All
I'm
right.
talking about, like, lyrically, like lyrically, there's nobody wants that.
Okay. So, speaking of that, what do you think about, of course, what was it, Ham, you know, Jay-Z had mentioned, he had made a reference to Birdman, and of course, on Wayne's new album, he made a reference to Jay. And what do you think about that whole scenario? Have you kept up with it all?
Yeah, you know, I heard him, man. I'm a hip hop fan. Like, I listen to everybody. I listen to everything.
Yes.
And you know, I personally thought that the Jay swipe, if that was a swipe, because I never heard him say it was a swipe.
Okay.
But the Jay swipe, swipe. I thought that was like mean. Like, I thought it was a mean swipe. But then Wayne, the way Wayne flipped it,
uh-huh,
back on the new one, that was hot. That was hot as well. Like, that was good.
You liked
that
it.
Was good. But see, you know me, I get caught up in a level of realness.
Yes, I see.
And that's when, you know, like, when you can say, like, who really would do what and what really makes a little bit more sense in reality.
Got you.
I get caught up in that. So I, you know, when you get caught up in that, then it's like,
you know,
you know, yeah, it's just, it's reality. I mean, the you know, the Jay one sounded a little bit more realer. You know,
gotcha.
I think Wayne was clever with his, but Jay's was like a little bit, I felt like that was coming like really from the heart, and like he really, really feels like that.
It's Hot 97.
If it's a swipe.
Flex. If, okay, true.
You know, if it's a swipe. Funk, I don't know that man like that.
Funk Flex, Pusha T. So I got something I think you're going to enjoy. First, let's get into the song first.
What's that?
Your song.
Okay.
We're going to get into that properly. It's Hot 97, Funk Flex. Let's go.